with chocolate treats mixed into dark chocolate ice cream, the Tillamook Chocolate Collection is a chocolate game changer. Because the thing that pairs best with chocolate is more chocolate. Tillamook Chocolate Collection Ice Cream. Extraordinary dairy.
Billboard's Hot 100 chart is still one of the big measures of who has a hit song in this country. And it includes all genres. One song that sits in the number two slot on the Hot 100 is a country song. The song you're hearing is called Try That in a Small Town. It's sung by country music star Jason Aldean. When it came out back in May, it wasn't necessarily a runaway hit. Things changed when the video for the song came out earlier this month.
Country music star Jason Aldean is defending his controversial music video after it was pulled from rotation on CMT.
Critics say the song is racist and claim the video is pro-lynching.
Not only has this song nearly topped the Billboard Hot 100, it's gotten 20 million views on YouTube. And the sales and streams keep piling up. From the newsroom of the Washington Post, this is Post Reports. I'm Jordan Marie Smith, and I'm your guest host today. It's Monday, July 31st. Today on the show, the culture war boost. How did a country song that had little fanfare start surging in popularity? A song that critics are saying is full of coded threats against Black people. Breaking News Features reporter Herb Scribner is going to walk us through it. So as I said earlier, this song didn't really land when it came out. But Herb, what changed exactly?
What happened was this music video came out and it's got Jason Aldean singing, guitar playing, all that stuff. But he's also playing in front of a pretty controversial building in Columbia, Tennessee. It's in front of a courthouse there. And then the video is intermixed with footage from Black Lives Matter protests and violence and crime, looting. There's some shots of people kind of holding firearms and then just some really kind of dark imagery of, you know, the American flag on fire. And so those kind of images, when people saw them, they took like a second glance and they were like, wait, what is this song really telling us about? Then they started reading the lyrics and they saw that there's this kind of bigger message that the song and the music video are trying to send.
You mentioned how the courthouse is a big part of this controversy. Can you explain why?
It was filmed in front of the Maury County Courthouse, which there's also some imagery there where you see the American flag on fire and it's like overlaid with the courthouse. And this building was actually where this mob hanged an 18-year-old kid named Henry Choate from the balcony there in 1927. He had been accused of attacking a white girl who never properly identified him as her assailant. And so, you know, there was a lot of controversy around that. His mother begged to let him stand trial, but that didn't happen. The company associated with the production said that Jason Aldean had nothing to do with the choice of where it was filmed. He didn't have any say in that. When I asked them for comment, they just said that it's a popular filming location. Obviously, Columbia itself, yes, is a filming location for a lot of movies, but it did seem like they kind of skirted the discussion around the courthouse itself. But Columbia, too. I mean, Columbia, Tennessee is also kind of an important place in this whole discussion because it was also the site of a big 1946 race riot that actually almost resulted in the lynching of Thurgood Marshall, who's a and went on to become a Supreme Court justice.
Wow, okay. So I had no idea that that almost happened to Thurgood Marshall. And that history combined with the lyrics, I'm wondering how that added to this controversy.
So now with that music video, people are digging into the lyrics a little bit more and the video, pointing out all the allusions to racism and kind of the way that the video is really talking about those issues, you know, and there's that. And then if you really want to deep dive, there's, you know, one of the lyrics is about how this small town is full of good old boys. And, you know, that phrase has actually got a lot of meaning behind it too, because in the 1990s, there was this group called the Good Old Boys Roundup in Tennessee.
On Capitol Hill today, there were new questions about other federal agents, good old boys and racism.
Which was a law enforcement gathering that used a lot of racial slurs and simulated some lynching.
The head of the ATF told of a racist skit at one roundup.
In this one skit, a person dressed as a Klansman.
Ku Klux Klansman.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Another person with a blackened face, and the Ku Klux Klansman was committed sodomy on that particular individual.
A lot of people are like deep diving into the video to see what other things are there.
Now, we just listened to that little clip of this song, and it's on Jason Aldean's TikTok page with this newspaper article right here. And you see this right here. We zoom in right here. You see it says NAACP, the Republican Party.
So this is from Danny Collins' TikTok account. He's one of the many people who are investigating, kind of like posting about this song recently. He actually posts a lot of anti-racism content.
But we have to call a spade a spade. Songs like this are a last-ditch effort, a rallying cry, an anthem to try to hold on and preserve an old way of life, this Make America Great Again rhetoric that is anti-black, that is anti-LGBTQIA community, that is anti-women's rights, that is anti-anything that is not white, straight, Christian, conservative, male.
So the reason why I first got really interested in this topic is because I started seeing it on my For You page on TikTok. But what have you been seeing?
It's a lot like what you've just heard, like people dissecting the video, going through it, finding little things here that have like maybe a deeper message. They're also going deeper on Jason Aldean's background and his social media presence and kind of what he's been up to these last few years. So a lot of people were upset by the images of Black Lives Matter protests in the videos. They were kind of paired with these lyrics like, cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough? Well, try that in a small town.
Yeah, you think you're tough? Well, try that in a small town.
After this controversy really blew up, Country Music Television said it would stop playing the video, even though it was getting a lot of heavy play. They just said, we're going to take it off. And since then, it seems like the video has actually been quietly edited and re-uploaded without those images of the Black Lives Matter protests. Jason Aldean's record label, BBR Music Group, actually, you know, told the Post that the video footage was edited due to a third-party copyright clearance issues, but they did not elaborate on that.
After the break, how Jason Aldean is responding to his critics and how leaning into politics seems to be working for him. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
So, Herb, what has Jason Aldean been saying about all this?
Jason Aldean has been pretty adamant that the song isn't about race. He's posted about it on social media and said, quote, there is not a single lyric in the song that references race or points to it. And there isn't a single video clip that isn't real news footage. He's also been defending it at recent concert shows, saying it's not about race.
I love our country. I want to see it restored to what it once was before all this started happening to us.
It's also worth noting that a lot of people online are bringing up these past moments in Aldean's history amid all this controversy. So he wore blackface for a Halloween costume in 2015. He was seen at Mar-a-Lago with former President Trump. His wife posted pictures of their children wearing anti-Biden t-shirts. He's normally stayed away from politics, but in recent years, there's been these little things that have kind of come out that might show his political leanings.
To me, that's not a racial issue. I don't give a shit what color you are. If you're acting out, burning down buildings, costing taxpayers all this money just for you to go and show that you're pissed off, to me, I just don't get that.
And he once praised fans at a concert in New York back in 2021 during a coronavirus surge for not wearing masks.
Well, you know the coolest thing about all this, the coolest thing to me right now is that I'm looking out, seeing all you guys, and I don't see one mask.
So it seems like now he's really leaning into the far right, and that's, you know, new for him considering situation he's been in the past.
But why do you think he's leaning so heavily into these far right ideals?
Yeah, we're never going to know, right? Because we're not inside his head. You know, we're not going to know what he's truly thinking about that. But it does seem that there are a lot of people who are taking to this. And so it could easily be a business decision. You know, we talk about how controversy can create interest, hype, and lead to success in some ways, because with this song, there's been so much controversy, there's been so much backlash, there's been so much discussion, and at the same time, it's risen up the charts. And that's, you know, not a coincidence. So we'll never know why he's kind of been leaning more into this stuff, but clearly there's something happening where he's been doing this and it's led to some more mainstream success. So could be a business decision, could be something more, could just be how he feels and he feels like he needs to speak out, but we may never really know.
So we may never really know what Jason Aldean is thinking with all of this controversy. But who are some of the people who are defending Aldean through this scandal?
There are a lot of people out there saying this is freedom of expression, right? He's allowed to sing whatever he wants.
It's revealing about the people and the people in the media and in places like New York or D.C., who have this extreme prejudice about small towns and people who live in small towns.
And Aldean has had some really prominent people backing up, too.
You know, you have former President Trump saying Aldean's a fantastic guy, just came out with this new song. You have Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He said, you know, quote, "You're doing something right," unquote, in regards to Aldean upsetting the media. And then you have the Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn calling Aldean a victim of cancel culture because of the song. So, yeah, it seems to be these two narratives where people are really critical of what the song and the music video are saying, but then people also on the other side saying basically that Aldean should feel free to express how he feels.
And what do sales look like for Try That in a Small Town, especially with all of this controversy around Aldean?
The song has absolutely exploded since the video came out. Billboard said it was like the best-selling country song to debut on their charts in more than a decade. And in the week after the video's release, the song was played on the radio to more than 7 million people and sold 228,000 digital copies. And it was streamed 11.6 million times. That's a 1,000% increase from the week before.
Is there anything larger that this video can tell us about where America is right now, especially heading into 2024?
Yeah, this video, it's another battle of the culture wars, so to speak. You know, you have both sides really fighting for what they believe in. You have people saying that this video is an example of freedom of expression. It's a way for someone like Aldean to sing about how he feels politically and to get it out there. But then you have another side that's saying, well, sure, you're doing that, but at the same time, you're also being offensive to other people. And then you have people responding to that and saying like, well, sorry for triggering you, but this is like his freedom of expression. And at the same time, it's also interesting because it's also hitting at this idea that controversy might lead to more attention. We've recently reported on the Sound of Freedom movie and how there's been a lot of criticism of what that movie's portraying. And yet it's doing super well at the box office and a lot more people are talking about it. And this might be another example where Jason Aldean's song was kind of under the radar and then the music video comes out, it becomes a huge talking point. And now it's number two on the Billboard charts. So, you know, I've heard a long time ago that controversy creates cash. And I think this is an example of that where not only, sure, Jason Aldean's a big artist, he's one of the few country music stars to also bleed into the mainstream arena, but at the same time, he has a song that might have gone unnoticed but is now becoming such a big hit because of the controversy.
Herb, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Anytime, thank you so much.
Herb Scribner is a breaking news reporter for the features team at The Post. That's it for Post Reports. Thanks for listening. Today's show was produced by me, Jordan Rees-Smith. It was edited by Maggie Penman, and it was mixed by Sam Baer. Thanks to Emily Yar, Rena Flores, Allison Michaels, and Renita Jablonski. I'm Jordan Rhee Smith, and we'll be back tomorrow with more stories from The Washington Post.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, The Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from The Washington Post wherever you listen.